It's Sunday, the 17th of May, day 57. A few days ago, the husband of a friend, infuriated by the incoherent bravado of Boris Johnson's so-called strategy for easing the lockdown, posted the text of Tennyson's famous poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade, on his Facebook page. Here's how it begins. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward. All in the Valley of Death rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade. Was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply. Theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Quoting that poem seems to me a pretty effective protest against the cavalier attitude of a prime minister urging people who can't work at home to go out to work, knowing full well that for many of them there's absolutely no guarantee of safe working conditions for them, and that many of them would have no option except to use risky public transport to get there. Theirs not to make reply. Theirs not to reason why. Theirs but to do and die. The only good news here is what's emerging from the opinion polls. They show that the great British public is increasingly wary of the Johnson bravado. For their part, they have no intention of riding into the Valley of Death to save this Prime Minister's skin, or of entrusting their children to schools which are not configured for social distancing and safety. Liverpool Council has already announced that it's not reopening its schools. Hartlepool Council followed suit yesterday, saying it would not do so either. Newcastle and Gateshead Councils have refused to adopt the government's new stay alert message and are telling residents to stay at home. Manchester is also stressing the stay home message. The leader of Gateshead Council, Martin Gannon, told The Observer that his authority would put the safety of local people first in an area with one of the highest infection rates in the UK. There are pockets of deprivation in this area where people are especially vulnerable to COVID-19, he said. Life expectancy here is 2 years below the national average. We locked down too late, and this unlockdown strategy is premature. The testing capacity isn't robust enough, neither is the tracking and tracing system. The R rate, the virus's reproduction rate, isn't low enough. They're doing this too soon. It means a second wave will happen. And of course the Scots and the Welsh are determined to only reopen things when they believe it is safe to do so also. Brexit and COVID have illuminated with blinding clarity how disunited the so-called United Kingdom has become. Brexit was overwhelmingly an English nationalist obsession. Scotland and Northern Ireland voted resolutely to remain. Only the Welsh sided with the Leavers. The other thing revealed by the virus is how pathologically centralised the UK has become. If ever there was a time when the country needed effective and properly resourced local government, then this is it. Because the relevant circumstances like the infection rate, deprivation and life expectancy differ from place to place. But ever since George Osborne embarked on his strategy of shrinking the state in 2010, funding for local authorities in England, Wales and Northern Ireland has shrunk by something like 40%. Power and resources have been inexorably sucked back to London. And boy does it show. Last week, for example, Transport for London received a £1.6 billion bailout. But there's nothing for the equally important transport services in other major cities. Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, Bradford, Newcastle. In fact, for Johnson and his squad of amateurs bunkered in London, the rest of the country seems to be a kind of afterthought. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, for example, says that no one in the government thought to tell the leaders of the biggest towns and cities outside London in advance of Johnson's decision to encourage people to go back to work last Monday. On Sunday evening, Johnson was on TV exhorting people to return to work the following day. That would put more cars on roads and people on buses and trams. but no one in London thought it important to tell the cities who'd have to cope with that. And still the charade continues. A blustering, incompetent, and in my opinion still sick Prime Minister, mouthing contradictory platitudes and urging the less fortunate in our society over the top, without being able to provide them with even the minimal protections they will need. And then I started to think about Tennyson's poem again. And you know what? Johnson would have made a perfect colonel in the Light Brigade. And Dominic Cummings would be an absolutely perfect fit for his Batman.